Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 23, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter the 23rd of September 2019. On September the 20th to the 22nd in Bologna, Italy, the Kabbalah Congress took place, small but powerful. It was called the Joy of Unity. The joy was palpable. It came from the warmth of the hearts united in one big heart. It was important to strengthen the Italian group before the big European Congress. Today Europe is in need of support, for it is undergoing a profound social and cultural crisis. Mass immigration led to the loss of identity, relation between the countries became very strained. In order to unite, Europe must create warm, heartfelt relations between the nations. Invitation to spiritual birth. When a person can go with his eyes shut to the end, one is called a spiritual embryo. Embryo, by definition, is the smallest degree of Malkhut, limited in its capabilities, and this means anger and judgment because a person has to go with his eyes shut above reason in spite of one's knowledge and feelings, overcoming anger, wrath, and trouble. It is hard to annul before the upper one so that the upper one can do with you whatever he wants. This is called conception, ibur, the smallest and most restricted state. It means that everything starts from zero, with complete annulment of those desires and qualities in which we exist. Then the Creator adds more and more egoistic qualities, and we successfully nullify to his authority so that he would make of us what he wants, and not what we want. These states are called the birth of the soul. I nullify myself in what I consider egoistic within me, my I, and accept from the Creator what he does within me altruistically, his I. There is a double breaking here, first, when I completely annul myself, and second, when instead of my qualities, I accept the qualities of the Creator. How can we imagine this in the group? I invite you to the spiritual impregnation. From the convention in Moldova, Day 1, September 6, 2019, to become ready to be influenced by the society, Lesson 2. The immutability of Kabbalistic sources. Remark, in Kabbalah, a book, a source written by a Kabbalist even several thousand years ago, plays a very important role and is a means of spiritual attainment. For example, the Book of Zohar. In psychology, this is not so. My comment, Kabbalistic sources do not change, while texts of any books concerning psychology, politics, and everything humanity does, except for the natural sciences, are constantly changing because a person changes. Therefore, what was written by psychologists 100 to 150 years ago or philosophers 500 or 1000 years ago, today, of course, is no longer relevant. If the ancient Greek philosophers believed that the soul can be exhaled and inhaled, now no one has such primitive thinking about it. Kabbalah, however, operates always with the same tools and objects as before. Question. Does it mean that if we met a Kabbalist who lived 2,000 to 3,000 or 500 years ago, we would find a common language with him? Answer, we would not only find a common language, but also would learn from him. We would have a common language, that is, an absolute understanding of each other, and it would be interesting to talk to this person. Besides, we would have a common spoken language. For example, if a modern French person met a French person who lived 500 years ago, they would not understand each other. Or take, for example, the Cyrillic alphabet created by Cyril and Methodius, in which the letters and all kinds of circles have nothing to do with the modern alphabet. Yet, Hebrew never changed. After all, there are laws according to which each letter must be precisely the way it is, since its outline comes from the conformance of spiritual forces. In addition, the combination of Hebrew letters is nothing more than signs for expressing feelings of a person who has attainments of the Creator. That is why it never changes. From Cab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, the 13th of December 2018. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, the 21st of April 2019. Question: how can we influence the friends to improve the connection between us? Answer: we must show them an example of correct and good connection. That is how we influence them. Question: if I have a desire that is not fulfilled by the teacher, how and with what can fulfill it? Is it necessary to understand the teacher? Answer: you can set any goal that you want for yourself, achieve anything you want. However, this achievement must be in the 10, then there will be no limitations and you will not make a mistake. You will reach the teacher, reach the creator, whatever you want, but it must necessarily be in the 10. Question: how will I know if my current level of knowledge matches the level of the soul? Answer: no. Your current level of knowledge still does not match the root of the soul. The root of all souls is in the world of Atzilut, and we are still not even in the worlds of Beria, Yetzirah and Asiya. I hope that throughout the coming year we will begin to feel that we are approaching the world of Atzilut. Question: are we a bad copy of the Creator or His reverse form? Answer: we are not a bad copy, rather, we are a completely opposite copy, His completely corrupted copy. Question: does a Kabbalist look at this world and at what is happening in it and see streams of energy and intelligence, the thought of the Creator? Answer: certainly. He feels the thought of the Creator gradually materializing in our consciousness. We are His thought. Question: in our world, are we in the center of a gaping void? Answer: it depends on who is feeling this. But in principle, yes, it is true. Question: with the help of what tools and principles does the higher intellect manage the world? Answer: the tool is very simple, light and desire. They are opposite to each other, but the desire has the ability to receive the intention from the light and thus becomes similar to the light. Then it can approach the light until it reaches a state of being fully merged with it. Question: will there be an end to our days? Will it be an event? Answer: the end of days will be when you rise above our world. Then, in your spiritual kli you will feel the world without time. This is what is called the end of days. Question: why is the goal of creation hidden from, unattainable by, and undesirable to me? Answer: the goal of creation is not hidden from you, you are hiding it from yourself through your properties. The spiritual goal is above the physical goal. You do not have senses that are identical to it, therefore, it is said that it is hidden. But you are the one who is hiding it. Acquire identical, similar characteristics that are equivalent to those of the Creator, and you will begin to feel spirituality. Question: if our world does not exist, what is eternity in the words of a Kabbalist? Answer: eternity is the world of Ein Sof, which we reach when we rise through the levels of all the worlds. Our world does not even exist. It is an imaginary central point of all the worlds. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 21st of April 2019.